O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Psalm 68, verses 1 through 20. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to You Are the Lord by Brenton Brown, Brett Yunker, Chris Tomlin, Jonathan Smith, and Leland Mooring. Similarly to how today's psalm dwells on the might, height, and power of God, this recent contemporary release praises him with similar attributions. The opening keyboard nods to Christian music from the 80s and builds with driving drums and electric guitar, along with a strong backup choir.
Your Psalm 68. God shall arise, his enemies shall be scattered, and those who hate him shall flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so shall he drive them away. As wax melts before fire, so the wicked shall perish before God. But the righteous shall be glad, they shall exult before God, they shall be jubilant with joy. Sing to God, sing praises to his name. Lift up a song to him who rides through the deserts. His name is the Lord, exult before him. Father of the fatherless and protector of widows is God to his holy habitation. God settles the solitary in a home. He leads out the prisoners to prosperity, but the rebellious dwell in a parched land. O God, when you went out before your people, when you marched through the wilderness, the earth quaked, the heavens poured down rain, before God, the one of Sinai, before God, the God of Israel. Rain in abundance, O God, you shed abroad. You restored your inheritance as it languished. Your flock found a dwelling in it. In your goodness, O God, you provided for the needy. The Lord gives the word. The women who announce the news are a great host. The king of the armies, they flee, they flee. The women at home divide the spoil. Though you men lie in the sheepfolds, the wings of a dove covered with silver, its pinions with shimmering gold. When the Almighty scatter the kings there, let snow fall on Zalman. O mountain of God, mountain of Bashan, O many-peaked mountain, mountain of Bashan, why do you look with hatred, O many-peaked mountain, at the mount that God desired for his abode, yes, where the Lord will dwell forever? The chariots of God are twice 10,000, thousands upon thousands. The Lord is high among them. Sinai is now in the sanctuary. You ascended on high, leading a host of captives in your train, and receiving gifts among men, even among the rebellious, that the Lord God might dwell there. Blessed be the Lord, who daily bears us up. God is our salvation. Our God is a God of salvation, and to God, the Lord, belong deliverances from death.
Our passage today presents to us a fresh glimpse of who God is. We see his character on display, and we are invited to come and praise him alongside the psalmist. In verse 1, we see that he is a God who loves righteousness and hates evil. In verse 5, we see that his heart is for the orphan, the widow, and the prisoner, those forgotten by society. He is the father of the fatherless, the protector of widows, and he provides freedom to those in bondage. In verse 7, we see that he is a God who redeems. He saved his people Israel from their slavery in Egypt and then provided for them abundantly. The kings and armies are no match for God. They flee before him. His power and dominion are far above any earthly power. But after all of these descriptions of God, there's a shift in verse 19. All of a sudden, the psalmist uses a first-person pronoun. Up to this point, the psalmist is calling everyone to come and recognize his greatness, recognize his righteousness, his heart for the lowly. He is the Redeemer, the Savior, the King over all. But in verse 19, he makes it personal. He is not just a God of salvation generally, but he says that God is our salvation. It's one thing to know about God's salvation, it's another to experience it. We are invited to not just know about a God who delivers and redeems, but to experience that redemption for ourselves. If you've never been to the Grand Canyon before, I could sit here and tell you a lot of facts about it. Maybe how big it is, how deep and wide. I could describe it to you. And you may be impressed, interested. But it would be very different to actually go and behold the Grand Canyon for yourself, to stand before it, to be moved by it. That's how beauty works. We can't just be told about it. We have to experience it. Let this psalm be an invitation to come and pray alongside the psalmist, to move beyond recognizing God's beauty into experiencing his beauty for yourself. He is your salvation. He delivers you from darkness. He cares for you in your lowliness. Sing to God. Sing praises to his name. His name is the Lord. Exult before him.
Close note this prayer from Benedict of Nursia. Almighty God, give us wisdom to perceive you, intellect to understand you, diligence to seek you, patience to wait for you, eyes to behold you, a heart to meditate on you, and life to proclaim you, through the power of the Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.